It's now time for our Troy Locker Room Chats as we get set to start a new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you. Our Locker Room Chat with Troy. It's brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. We're joined by the girls' basketball coach, that is Derek Jasper. And, you know, Coach, a lot to dissect and get to, you know, as we start a new year. But last year, 7-15, a pretty young group, and a lot of girls getting really their first taste at the varsity level. Just kind of an overall thought and takeaway again on how things went out for you last year.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of what was said in the KNBA preview guide that you guys do, Courtside Guide, which is a great book. You know, we won 7 games, probably a little bit disappointing in how many games we actually won, you know, if you just look at that win-loss record. But I think 10 of our games were decided by 10 points or less, so there was maybe 4 or 5 games there where we got beat pretty bad. But we were competitive most of the time. We couldn't get over the hump in a few of those games, but, man, the record could have really turned if we just make another play here or there or a better coaching decision here or there. So I was happy with the way we competed in our league. And also, 6 of our losses end up coming to teams that finish at least in the top 3 at the state tournament, you know. So we had a good TVL team that went to the state tournament, and we had Riverside, you know, that we played early, went to the state tournament, got 2nd, you know, and then we lost 3 times to Donovan West, who was the 1A Division I state champion. So that schedule doesn't get any better this year, but I was happy with the way we competed, and hopefully it was a good step for us going into this season as we were able to win a postseason game for the 2nd year in a row also.
Well, you arguably had one of the top freshmen in the state last year, and Harper Wettstein just kind of bursted onto the scene pretty quickly, and a first-team all-league nod for her, averaging nearly 15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. She gives you 3 steals a game as well. Did you expect Harper to burst on the scene quite like that, and what's kind of the expectation and jump you expect from her from freshman to sophomore?
Yeah, I mean, I knew Harper was good, and you know, I had these kids all when they were growing up and teaching them in classes and stuff here, but to do what she did as a freshman was probably more than I ever dreamed of or expected. Led us in all statistical categories and really did, like you say, burst onto the scene, you know, kind of maybe even caught some people by surprise, and then by the end of the year, you know, she's drawing more attention and things like that. But really good year, all around player, handles the ball for us a lot, rebounds, you know, kind of can do it all for us. A great guard, a great lead guard to have. But I think she will see some more attention this year. Teams will focus on her even more now that they're aware of who she is and what she can do. So that just means our other girls are going to have to step up. But we're really happy to have Harper for another 3 years, you know, and I think she'll have a big sophomore year this year.
Yeah, she also set the school record for three-point percentage, shot 115 threes, hit 42%, just an incredible clip there. Another big player returning for you is Allie Franken. What's kind of the expectations for her?
Yeah, I've already seen a jump in Allie's, you know, performance and the role that she's willing to take on. She rebounded very well last night in our jamboree, and we need somebody to step up and rebound for us because we have such a lack of size on the interior. She's athletic, and she's probably our best, like, jumper girl, our best slasher girl. And she's left-handed, which, you know, he kind of likes sometimes. Gives her a little bit of an edge, maybe, if people don't know that. And she can shoot outside and kind of slash inside. A very athletic player that we're expecting a big year from. She really could be key for us, and she has, you know, all of her statistical numbers need to increase big time this year.
Well, let's talk about the opponent, and you mentioned lack of size. It's probably not the best matchup then, you know, as you look at Friday's game against Riverside and the returning Class 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser, Central Missouri commit, and just, I don't know, there's just so many things you could say about her and the talent that she is, you know, for her length, her ability to handle the ball like a point guard, her ability to shoot it from 3, and still dominate the paint. I mean, just a unique talent, and obviously one of the top players in the state. And when you kind of prep for Riverside, it's obviously going to start with her.
Yeah, she's really good. Probably one of the best players we'll see all year, if not the best. So, and, you know, last year we let her get quite a few in the first half. And the deal is with Riverside is now, you know, their other players have developed, their role players. We can't just focus on her because last year we shut her down decently in the second half because we just collapsed and packed it in on her, and then all their role players step up and hit threes, and so that makes them very difficult to defend. And you know, you worry about her on the inside, but now she has kind of increased her game where she can go out and shoot, handle the ball and stuff. So, very athletic player. just a tough game for us to open the season with, but it's kind of a nice game too, a rivalry game, and we'll both be in the same league together next year. Of course, this game Friday night's a non-league game, and just kind of an opener, a non-conference game. So down there on the road, it's going to be tough, but we played them a decent game last year. I expect us to go down there and compete again this year. You know, Coach Burns has done a great job down there since he took over. Seems to be a good person and a great coach. So, obviously, if they may, you know, when they get runner up in Class 2A last year, they're doing something right down there. So, a great opponent for us to start the year with.
Yep, you mentioned future NEKL opponents, but this week it'll be a non-league tilt as Troy goes to Riverside on Friday night. That is Derek Jasper joining us again, brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you.